Totes Recall.
Welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we can't remember very well or at all. Pause the recording, eat two pizzas and two salads, thank you patrons, while watching the movie in question. Hatred?
I was trying to make a pun.
With Haterade?
No, like hay. Like
hay. Oh, hatred.
Hay for horses.
Two clip-clops. And then the second half of the recording is us again talking about the same movie in the first half, but now we've seen it in the very recent past. Mm-hmm. What can we remember this time? Hopefully more. My name is Dan.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this very special episode is...
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Yes.
Wow. Nay.
Clip clop. For the longest time.
Swish. I'm swishing my tail. Oh, these flies. They're everywhere.
Canter.
Get off of my trot. Thick ass.
That's true. Horses have thick asses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scientifically speaking, horses have got ass.
Yeah. Not to be confused with asses, which are... same as donkeys?
Great question. Look it up.
Okay.
What do you say?
That's coming up in the second half.
Yeah, there you go.
The first half is, this is a movie that
we have a history with,
dedicated individual has waged a campaign to get us to watch this. And has,
some might say, a war of ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Failed every time in it's respect true. Listener opinions month segment.
Yeah, it usually does pretty well.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But never... a bride.
No. Yes, exactly. It never
bridal. Is never that a horse thing?
Yes. Nice.
Yep. Always a bridal maid.
This is, to be clear though, I just want to make clear, like this is like multiple years. Like this is not just like a new phenomenon. This has been like multiple years of this listener.
I want you to do this podcast. It's like every single day.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. She made it her main mission in life. To get
hell yeah.
This Beth, crop that out.
She has, I will like just, okay, not to dox this person, but we know this person enough, well enough where they have come up to some of us to our faces and made it very clear that we should watch this movie.
Yeah. Yep. So I actually have a voicemail from this person.
Wow.
Here it goes.
Hello, Totes Recall podcast, voicemail. This is Heather Meyer, and I'm calling with a very important question. You've been reviewing movies for a very, very long time now, but you have never reviewed or remembered or whatever you do recalled.
Wow.
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, a classic horse movie. Mm. It's very important and vital that you do this. I'm worried that you're deliberately ignoring such an incredible masterpiece of horse film. And I'm wondering if you're anti-horses.
Oh, wow.
Because that's not cool.
Wow.
So horses are cool. As Adam asked me in fourth grade when I was reading a horse book, he said, are horses cool? And I said yes.
Okay.
So please watch and do a podcast about Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. We all want this.
Wow.
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 Some bold accusations.
I tell you,
full
what's
name on
cool.
the voicemail.
Heather Meyer is cool.
It's true.
Like a horse.
Do we, which, let's all go around the table and decide which Adam asked Heather.
Adam
about.
Levine.
Adam Devine.
Wow.
Adam Ant.
Conover.
Nice.
Wow. Great.
All, any of those answers would be a fascinating story in this listener's history.
Yeah. Isn't Adam Ant A-T-O-M?
I don't know.
Who knows? We'll find out after this.
Well,
message.
Adam Ant, the musician is Atom Ant?
Oh. I think so.
Wow. Okay. We'll look it up. Who has seen this movie?
I honestly have never even heard of this movie prior to this campaign.
Wow.
But many people, I've been around Heather when Heather has brought this up to me and-
Let's just say it. Threatened.
Threatened.
Yeah.
And- other people are like, oh my gosh, I loved that movie when I was younger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know it was about horses. I keep on calling it Wild Horses Can't Be Broken. Yeah, it's very confusing.
Here's my history with this movie. I didn't think I had seen it for the first year or so of Heather's campaign. And then through our never-ending conversation about, are we ever going to do this movie so Heather doesn't like just fall apart from the inside out.
Yeah.
At some point, talking to either one of you or someone else about it, I suddenly had like a flash of memory, and then I just said out loud, oh, is this the movie with the, I think it was like the guy on the motorcycle who drives around the thing. And I think my wife was like, yes. And I was like, I have seen this movie. My God.
Vanilla Ice?
Excuse me?
Okay, there is a scene.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. Where he's on his bike and he says something like, oh, what is it? College girl. What does he say?
I don't know.
That seems right.
And then like races a horse, basically.
Okay, great.
He jumps in front of the lady riding the horse to impress her, which is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay. I want to say this before we continue. I was a horse girl. My sister was a horse girl. And I idolized my sister. And I thought they were great. And I rode horses for a fair amount of my life. Great. I wasn't quite as horse obsessed as my sister was. But I just want to say I can relate. And I think if I had known about this movie, I would have been into it.
You've not seen it.
I have never seen it. I've never heard of it except for this campaign, which was well waged. I am excited to see it. But like it could be from any decade? Like, did it come out in the 90s, do we think?
Here's what I remember. I'm pretty sure I saw at least part of this movie because my older sister was watching it in my house.
There you go. Okay.
I don't know if I sat through the whole thing or if I just walked in at certain points, and that's why I have, like, flash memories of it.
Dan, give us anything about this movie. I also had never heard of it. And I told my wife, no big deal, tonight, all I know is there are horses in it.
The motorcycle thing that I'm thinking of is at some point there is a guy who is probably a handsome young boy who rides a motorcycle and he's part of one of those acts where like the motorcycles get into like the big steel ball and like drive around so fast that they like spin around. He's like a stunt cycle guy. And then I think the lady who is...
Are these like teens?
I think so. The hot teen lady who is hot for Motorcycle Man, I think she is a stunt horse rider.
Oh.
And so they are both stunt riders of different means of transportation.
Oh, wait, sure. They work for like a circus?
I think so.
Didn't Ryan Gosling play a motorcycle stunt rider in The Pine Trees?
Ghost Rider.
No.
That's Nick Cage.
Place Beyond the Pines.
It was like the
Place Beyond the Pines.
Place Beyond the Pines.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Different movie.
Different movie. Okay, got you.
This movie, if the GIF I picked to put on Discord is any indicator, takes place in a dusty setting and has a teen girl.
Great.
That's Oklahoma.
Do we want to do
that's a good bet.
Intense, Union Strong, 3-person totes pre-call about Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Are you the one that's not in the three?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because I could tell you one more scene from this movie. Wow. And that seems like too much.
Let's do it.
All right. Go.
We open on a horse's flaring nostril at dawn.
Wow. There's a girl. She loves horses. And she wants to be
she's
in love with a
gifted
boy.
Writer.
I think I remember one more detail from a description about this movie that I saw years ago. I think she dives with horses.
Oh, that makes sense.
She dives in the ocean?
No,
like in a pool, like a small pool.
Stunt. They're
like
stunting.
A stunt.
And they go in water?
Yeah.
Okay. They do that and she comes out and it's slow-mo with the water and the horse sweats.
She has an accident happens and she has to overcome it. She and her horse have to build the courage.
Okay. Her dad's Robert Redford.
Wow.
I may have made this bet before.
And she finds love
in Motorcycle Boy.
In Motorcycle Boy, but maybe there's another boy. I don't know.
But she's like, I can't love an engine. I love a horse.
And she, in the end,
and they ride off into the sunset at the end.
Gets a job.
time.
Oh, no.
They ride into the sunset to her 9-to-5 job.
So just to summarize, here's what we got. This
big city.
Here's what we got from you three.
Works in marketing.
Yep.
There is a woman, a young lady,
yes,
loves horses, dives with those horses. Yes. Robert Redford is her father.
Yeah.
She has a crush on a boy.
Motorcycle boy.
They ride off into the sunset and or she gets a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to her job.
I see.
My memory, and maybe this is not correct, but I think there is a movie like this where there's some sort of injury or obstacle and they have to work together to overcome the injury. And I hope that's not the case. If there is animal danger in this.
Here is the one other thing I remember.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Does the horse break its leg?
She is a diver with a horse.
Okay.
Wow.
In some way or another, they do a bad dive. And then she gets fucked.
Oh.
She gets injured, not the horse, okay, as far as I know. Unless the horse also gets injured and they're both like rehabilitating together. And it's like a story of joint recovery.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she like maybe goes blind.
Oh.
Wow.
So then she has to like, you know, use her bond with the horse to whatever.
Wow.
Continue to live.
Is this based on a book, do we think?
That seems like a book, right? Okay. Here's another detail.
Based on the title, yes. It has to be, right?
I, when I looked up where we could watch this, it is on a mouse-based streaming service.
Oh, okay. So horses probably doesn't get shot.
I hope not.
Maybe. Yeah, but this is like old school mouse, baby.
There was a lot of stuff that happened.
And it's live action, which means things can get shot.
Based on the people who have watched this movie, I feel like it came out in the 90s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
92.
I will guess 94.
91.
Ooh, love completing the run. 93.
Nice.
All right, great. Also the entire decade of the 90s.
No. Do we think there is some sort of wealthy industrialist who wants to get this circus out of there?
Oh, they find oil.
It does seem like there has to be some sort of villain in addition to whatever injury she incurs, right?
Yeah, the villain of human frailty.
Yeah. That seems right. Or, like some sort of like mean
change
circus person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the circus is away.
Teddy Roosevelt.
We got to dig for black gold.
What's
out
that?
Here in the horse farm.
We got to, it's me, Robert Redford. I'm your father, but I'm also a man who loves his money. We got to move this horse diving setup so we can put an oil rig here instead.
Ooh, does it take place during the Depression when people are needing?
Oh, that sounds dusty.
Yeah.
Didn't you say dusty?
I did say dusty.
Nice. Okay. Sorry, I didn't remember the dust.
Yeah, maybe I have seen this movie. That is going to be so funny if I have.
It is.
That's the detail that you're like, I'm back in.
The Depression.
I remember dust.
A dust horse.
But that makes sense. Like that would be a thing, like to cheer people up. Or is it like on like the New Jersey?
Who knows?
You know, like Atlantic City or something.
Ooh, Dan's bet.
Oh.
There are some hot-blooded horse boys who are like trying to woo our main character, but she only has eyes for the motorcycle boy.
Yeah. They're like, come on.
Let's ride our horses together.
Maybe not. Maybe it's about her friendship. Maybe she has a friendship with either her horse or with another person who's not a boy.
She definitely has a friendship with a horse.
Yeah. Maybe a donkey comes to town.
I'm just saying that maybe it's more about romantic.
Think about
I want to know more about this donkey that comes to town.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, hit me up.
Also played by Robert Redford.
Oh, Clip Top, it's me, Rob a donkey. What if I was like a horse but smaller? I could really jump off a diving board.
I'd be real good at protecting sheep.
Well, I have some agility, but my buttocks is far thinner than what you might expect from a muscly horse.
Yeah.
But I've got the will and the tenacity to pull only the heaviest of weights that you could chain to my neck.
I'm very sure-footed on a mountainside.
Ooh, get your hand away from me, for I will bite it.
Which means
that
rubber
is
donkey.
The monologue.
Yeah.
Rubber donkey. Beloved character, rubber donkey.
I'm wondering about the logistics of diving with a horse.
Yeah.
Like, is she on the horse?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like sitting on the back of a horse.
I mean, that's what horse diving is.
And the horse like puts its little like
hoofs
together.
Yeah.
And then like does like a little.
I don't think it does like
somersaults.
I think it's more
just like leaps
jumps off of a fucking
and lands in water. So that you have to build up to it over a long period of time.
So is it doing like a belly flop or is it diving?
I think it must like land decently enough where it can keep doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's basically a belly flop.
But the catch is that it's in a very small pool, right?
Yeah.
Is it like
based on
like
cartoons?
A Bugs Bunny cartoon?
What is it? Yeah, it's like a glass of water, a thimble of water. I mean, it's got to be. I bet it's small to like the naked eye, but like they're like a horse could definitely easily dive into this, right?
Is this a thing that exists beyond this movie?
For yeah, sure,
that was a real thing.
Horse diving?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Man, entertainment's wild.
I mean, you got to remember this is back in the Depression where anything
we think
anything you could do to make money.
Yeah.
Horse yeah. divers.
A lot of animal abuse and exploitation.
God, I don't know if this is the right movie for me.
Well, no, because they're friends. She loves the horse.
Yeah. She does.
Ooh. Ooh, good point.
I'm going to be hiding in the kitchen for half of this.
An animal will die in this movie.
Oh, that's stop. Jaquette's
bet. Oh, my gosh.
A horse?
I'm not going that far. Well, let's go that far. Yeah. A horse will die.
A horse will die.
I think based on how horse movies work,
yes,
there will be a fire at some point where the horse is afraid.
No. Oh.
And but maybe the horse
somebody.
Has to save her because she can't see.
I love that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Horse saves girl from fire.
Please put that down.
I do want to say I'm not anti-horse, but I'm horse neutral.
Wow. What?
That's
elaborate
how I feel.
On that.
Have you ever seen one?
I mean, I've seen... I don't think I've seen... No, I've definitely seen them in person.
Have you been up close and felt the majesty?
I've never touched a horse, I don't think.
Okay. No. All right.
I just feel like, you know, when you've got like dogs and cats,
yeah.
They're so cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And horses don't give me cute vibes.
I see.
But
what do they give you?
Horse vibes.
Okay, fair.
But there are... cool scenes and movies with horses.
Sure.
And they are majestic in that way.
There's that great behind the scenes picture from Lord of the Rings where Viggo Mortensen is eating breakfast with his horse in what appears to just be a normal human kitchen. Mm. Delightful.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Then he did that horse movie.
Did he do a horse movie?
Yeah. Ribaldo.
What?
Revolvo.
Revolvo?
Hidalgo.
Yes.
Is that a horse movie?
Yeah, he's got to race a horse.
Okay, I don't know.
Wait, what? He's racing a horse?
He's on the horse.
Oh. He is in a horse race.
Yeah, but he's got to like get the horse far. He's got to go far with the horse.
Okay.
He and the horse are one place. They got to get somewhere else, and it's far away.
I see.
Okay. That's so Hidalgo. He's racing?
It's a race.
Does he show his dong in that one?
Oh, my god!
I feel like this is probably the
best. You haven't seen it?
Do you think there's dong in this movie?
Oh, no.
Horse dong.
No,
there's definitely horse dong, right?
There's got to be.
How do you hide a horse dong?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that it's
all
not
lady
a,
horses.
Not, yeah, maybe it's not a male horse.
Right. You don't say there's a single male horse in this movie?
Wow.
That's bad. There's no male horse.
I feel like there are a lot of angles you can shoot a horse without. I guess. Like,
okay.
I just.
You ever seen a horse dong?
Yeah.
They're not joking around when they talk about that.
Okay. All right. I'll just say I have been around horses and I think they're so cool. And I think part of what makes them amazing is that they're so gentle to people and it's a real choice, right? Because they could demolish us.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Yeah. They could cause real damage and they choose not to. I think there's something like really beautiful in that. And there's like a really cool energy. I think there's a reason why horses are used for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, but the title is called Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Okay, who's got the wild heart?
Yeah, do you think that the horse is wild at the beginning of the movie and then see a like bonding montage?
Oh, where she's the only one that can get it.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I guess. I am so stressed out about this movie.
Why?
There's going to be so much
danger.
The
main horse will be fine.
Yeah, the whole point is that the horse...
You guys, there's going to be like...
A horse
challenges and some sort of conflict and
that's
that will
all
involve
movies.
Yeah, that's
remote,
so your issue is that the emotional danger of the horse in
yes,
this case. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, a motorcycle boy runs over a dog with his motorcycle.
What?
Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to present what might actually be something
that's
you should
better.
Be concerned about.
Now the horse is fine. The dog is the
one.
Yeah.
The dog
dead.
Is getting run over. The horse is just stressed out.
You're welcome, Molly.
Heather, I am so sorry.
Robert Redford eats a bird. He plucks it out of the air and bites its head off.
Ozzy Osbourne style.
Gosh.
That's right. Because he's so, he's got the fever for oil and he just needs to kill something.
I think the girl also has the wild heart.
Oh.
Motorcycle boy's like, I can't tame you, quote unquote,
yes.
but really means make you my girl.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm busy being a horse girl. Fuck off.
He's like, well, we could go to the city and get a job.
Right. And she's like, no, I'm not horny enough to follow you. I believe in my horse.
But then she gets horny over the course of the movie.
I don't think that that's what this is
You're
about.
Saying zero horniness in this movie.
Not
in a horse movie?
It has
called Wild Hearts? Can't Be Broken?
There's maybe some kissing.
Write that down. Someone's going to smooch.
Wow.
There's got to be at least one smooch. Come on.
Maybe. Unless it's about, like, you know, her independence.
What if she smooches the horse on its snout? Does that count?
No.
No.
All right. Or human kissing.
Okay.
Human on human kissing.
All right.
That's my stance.
Great.
No kissing horses. They get those big, powerful teeth.
Ooh, they could crush your hand so easily.
I got bitten by a horse so many times when I was a kid.
You said they were gentle.
They are. That's why I respect them, though.
But they bit you.
Multiple times.
It was kind of my fault both times.
Nice.
Okay.
Well,
kind of victim shaming.
Well, no.
and you yourself up the victim.
I'll save it for the second half.
Okay. Wow. Teaser.
Wow. Yeah. What do we think? Is it going to pass the Bechdel-Wallace test?
Ooh, we know there's a girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom's probably dead. We haven't talked about it.
Oh, definitely. My word.
Mom is definitely dead.
I feel
dead.
Pretty confident about that.
Wow.
There's got to be another horse girl, right? Or horse woman.
I think yes.
Yeah, I think yes. Or like a horse nurse in the horse hospital where they're rehabilitating.
Horse nurse.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the cutest.
Or horse doc.
Wait, are you picturing a horse that is a nurse?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think Dan and I are picturing a human that has to have the terrible burden of euthanizing horses every day.
Oh, my word.
I understand the reference, but...
I see. Your version is better.
I mean, it's more like I was just kind of like putting myself in a fantasy world because I didn't want to picture the horse being put down.
Fair enough.
So then it was like, oh, what if the horse was the nurse?
I mean, that's adorable. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be so cute. I'm gonna say yes on Bechdel-Wallace just out of principle that it ought to.
I'm saying horse woman.
Okay.
All right.
Any dissenters? Do we think anybody?
Wait, horse woman?
Yeah.
I don't understand. The horse is going to talk to a woman? That doesn't count?
I'm saying like she, main character is a horse girl.
Oh, and there's a
horse woman.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Like an adult who is also like, maybe she's like, hello, I also work with the horses.
My name is Elaine.
Yeah.
Like a centaur. I get it.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So do you think it'll pass or no, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. All the way around?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Bold.
Bold.
Heather wouldn't steer us wrong.
Great. Molly, how should we rate this movie?
We should rate this based on horse posters.
Horse posters.
Posters. How many horse posters are in your room?
Is this a physical poster or this is a horse online posting to forums and such?
Yeah. It is a horse online posting to forums.
Or is it a poster
in your room?
Is it a poster of a horse using a computer to get on the internet?
That's
Thank you for clarifying. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It is a poster. Well, but the horse does actually post.
You can see that on the poster. You can see what it's posting on the high definition of photo.
Yeah.
Very online.
Yeah, they are. They're going LOL.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
What is the poster
for?
Wait,
so it's a horse poster poster.
Just given nay reviews to everything out there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Is it like about like being safe online?
There's one that's
like you never know if who you're talking to is a horse.
There's one that's username is 5 stars, and it's got one of those horses with a star shape on its forehead.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
but
like
only
a good
one?
Horse.
Only one star?
Well, they do that thing like where it's a TikTok and you do the dance.
Okay.
And so they make sure they have like 2 backup dancers on either side. So it's 5 horses. 5 stars.
Wait, how is that 5 horses?
Well, because there's them in the middle and 2 on each side.
Yeah. And they all have stars on their head. I see. Got
okay.
It.
And they're
the same one.
I'm sorry. They're all posting on the internet?
Yeah.
All 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I thought they were dancing.
No. There's only one horse with a star.
Thank you.
They use the TikTok to make the extra 4 horses, but they're not real horses.
Oh, they're not real
horses. The TikTok makes the horses.
Okay.
Dan, the old man translator. I'm old. I'm grumpy.
The TikTok is making the extra horses.
There's only one horse.
Wait, before we go on Dan's bet, or bet for Dan.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get irritated with this movie?
Those hot teens.
There's so many quick cuts in this horse film.
I mean... It sounds like teens.
Yeah.
That's not really the problem. It's not a teen movie, like a high school movie is what gets me.
Right.
Mm. Where they're going to parties inside and there's a lot of loud music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one sounds like they're outside.
Yeah.
So there's room to like look around
and
not be
overwhelmed. Maybe there's like a jug band.
Yeah. Like you could spend some time and look at a scrub or something and calm down. So uh-huh. I think I'll be okay.
Look at a what?
Scrub.
A shrub?
Like from the TLC song?
No.
We don't want none of those.
Well, they don't. I like a scrub.
You know how that song goes.
Scrub
no,
brush.
We don't want none of those.
No scrubs.
A scrub brush?
Yeah, scrub brush. Isn't that something?
For the horse? Is that what you're talking about?
A scrub brush is not a scrub.
Yeah, who?
Shrub?
Shrub is a plant.
But who shortened scrub brush to scrub? You say a brush. Right? Back me up here, someone.
I think I know what you're going for.
Yeah, it's scrubby landscape. It's plants. I'm talking plants.
Yes, okay. Jesus.
It's what? Plants.
I get it now. No, I get what you're saying now. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Scrub.
Yeah.
No,
well,
scrub
brush.
But
not a scrub brush.
Can be scrubby.
Yeah.
I think in fact you said a scrub brush threw me off.
Yeah. That was confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only, there's more. You just look at one to calm down.
Yeah.
You got your choice.
Why can't you just look at the whole collective?
Sure.
The scrub brush.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I'll try.
All right.
See, Beth gets it.
I got it.
So the horse posters is not confusing.
No.
Okay. Got you.
Dan, great. You go first, as we all know.
Me go first. Me good at podcast. I only remember those two things in the movie, and at least one of them could be completely wrong. if not both, but I don't think so. I'm confident at least one of those is real scene from movie. I feel like it seemed charming even as a child, so I'm feeling confident about it. I also respect Heather, and so I'm going to say 4.
Wow.
Horse posters. Horse posters.
Yep. Beth, you are second, as we all know.
Yes. As I say, I'm horse neutral.
Right.
So it's difficult to say whether or not I will love this horse movie.
How do you feel about movies?
I love movies.
Okay.
Okay, wow.
And Heather.
Mm.
She's great. Okay. And she has worked so hard.
So hard.
In like the amount of messages that we've received.
Yeah.
Wait, there's more than that one?
Oh, I mean, not voicemails.
Oh,
but just
oh,
like oh, oh. Social media.
Cross media.
Text yeah. messages.
Yes.
Like ransom notes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go for it. I'm going to go for 5
wow.
horse poster posters.
Wow.
Must be good.
Wow. My name is Dan. I'm third. I have never seen this movie. I didn't know it exists. It seems like a movie that people like if they watched it as a kid and already liked horses.
Mm.
And I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm horse neutral, but I'm like barely horse positive.
Wow.
Sure.
I like seeing a horse, but like, I'm not going to go out of my way to see a horse.
Yeah.
I've ridden a horse one time.
Yeah.
And I got bullied by another camp counselor who made my horse run fast when
aww.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, that's
rude.
Yeah. But I stayed on horse and did not die.
Great.
Wow.
I don't know. 3.
Great.
I'm going to ride
all right.
into the Coward
Canyon.
Coward wow. Corral.
Coward Corral.
Canyon.
I think it'd be like too. The OK Corral.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah, that's
Coward nope. Gorge.
I mean, OK Corral's pretty good because it's like an OK rating.
Oh, that is good.
Thank you.
I just like calling you a coward.
Can't. Well, no. I was going to try to make a cow joke,
oh,
but I was like, it goes
cow.
Too far. It's too hard.
Yeah.
All right. How many horse posters would I give this? I just feel like millions of teen girls who love horses can't be wrong.
Mm.
And so I'm going full 5.
Wow.
Optimistic wow. 5.
All right.
Out
I
of
just
respect
give
for the millions of teen girls.
The millions yeah. of teen girls mm. who love movies, love horses, love this horse movie. I'm just going to preview for all of you that you will need to come up with usernames of each of the horse yes. poster posters.
Oh, yeah.
All
in the
of
second
them?
Half.
Yep. I am kind of imagining them
as. I hope this movie
as,
is not good, actually.
Yeah. They seem sort of like Saturday morning cartoon, My Little Pony, Care Bear.
Oh, style, sure.
But for a new generation where they're very online.
Nice.
Okay.
That's how I'm imagining.
Were the magic friendship ponies online? The ones that all the adult men were obsessed with?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either.
And with that, we're going to press pause, go watch Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, and we'll be right back.
Hey, listeners, welcome to this part of the show. Folks, there's an elite squad of listeners out there known as the True Totes Heads.
Squad goals, am I right?
Squad goals, you are right. Taylor Swift Eras Tour, maybe still happening. I don't know. Yeah. There's an elite squad of listeners we call the True Totes Heads. What makes them True Totes Heads? They give us money. I don't think you understand how much effort it takes for Beth Gibbs to put together this incredible content month after month for you people.
Wow.
But with the beloved support of our patrons, we keep it going. We keep it going. We keep ourselves fed with pizzas and salads.
Thank you, patrons.
Thank you, patrons. And you might be thinking to yourself, I like Beth specifically.
Hey, I do too.
I like Beth specifically.
The best one.
Yeah.
The best.
How can I help support Beth continue to make this podcast? I'll tell you. Patreon.com/totesrecall. I'm making severe eye contact with other Dan right now.
What's I see.
Is he
going to
do
means.
It?
I don't know. Anyway.
.com.
For just a dollar, a single American dollar, as long as it continues to have some value, you can get access to our Discord.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
where we sometimes talk about stuff and play little games, and sometimes Dan gets dunked on by his family members.
Wow.
Yeah,
which is only funny if you know which ones are his family members, but you can guess.
Fun puzzle
for you, a little mystery. Also, you get access to our bonus content feed, which has such incredible things as Dracula's reading scenes from famous movies.
Yeah.
Incredibly well thought out games from one Molly Chase that definitely don't devolve into chaos halfway through. And other fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to just say, you're a totes head if you listen. We appreciate you.
Of course, but a true totes head.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. One of the elite.
One of the elite squad.
Squad goals.
Yeah. You are shaking hands with AOC and Cori Bush, metaphorically speaking, if you want to.
Yeah.
But also leave them alone. They're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're on Discord, I'll just give you a hint. The user that types in, Dan, I'm so proud of you, may or may not be related to him.
Has someone ever done that?
No, but you can read it between all the lines.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you? Who's proud of me on there?
I am.
All right.
We're all proud of you.
We're all proud.
Aww.
Great job, Dan.
Wow. I feel like a bunch of Joe Prados just walked in here.
Okay. So just to summarize, if you want to support Beth, go to patreon.com/totesrecall. If you want to emotionally support Dan,
thank you.
Once you become a patron, get on that Discord.
Yeah, and there is a very good set of instructions for getting on Discord once you become a patron.
That's right.
On the bone feed, as we call it.
Do we?
Sure.
Now we do.
Okay.
Wow. That definitely worked. And now back to the show.
.com.
And we're back. We just watched 1 hour and 29 minutes of the Great Depression and some incredible horse magic and girl magic. And just, it was wondrous. And the costumes. But that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to stop right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Great.
Great preview, perhaps, for Molly's rating.
Yeah.
2 hours from now.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But one thing that we don't have to see how it goes, because we know how it goes, and that is it goes...
We win?
To we win.
I saw where you were going.
What?
I saw where you were going with this.
Thank you.
Longtime listeners will already hear it in his voice, but Dan Jaquette has already announced that he is tired. So we think his midnight has already come and gone.
I was waiting in the recording room for probably close to 10 minutes.
At least.
For everybody else to join me and get ready.
I am curious why you didn't say, like, oh, they don't know that I'm just sitting down here.
Yeah.
I thought you did know, and you were finishing something up there.
I assumed because Molly was in the bathroom upstairs, because that's where I first saw her when I came into the kitchen, that you had gone downstairs to use the other bathroom.
Well,
that's
then what I'm thought downstairs. Too. Come on down.
Well, we thought you might still be in the bathroom.
We were giving you some space.
Yeah, we didn't know what was going on down there.
We're good friends. Bathroom space.
Yeah. We did get... peek behind our curtain, we did get a different brand of pizza tonight, so who knows what's going on in your system.
Yeah, we don't know. Fair.
Yeah, the cheese, the salad had shredded cheese on it, which I didn't like. I'm just going to put it out there. I didn't like shredded mozzarella on top of a salad.
I didn't have that salad. Peek behind my curtain, I always just have the Greek salad
it's better. Yeah, the Greek salt had the olives too integrated. I felt like couldn't pick
olives.
Around
there
them.
There were a lot of olives.
Yeah, there was some.
It's also the wrong olives.
Was it?
I mean,
all olives are the wrong olives.
What?
Wow.
We've talked about this.
Olives are as gross as pickles.
So the movie we watched was
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. And two fonts in the title.
That's right. It is time to celebrate that movie.
Oh,
all right. We win awards.
Okay. Go for it.
Wow.
Sorry. I do want to do it, though, because I remember what we opened on.
Great.
It's not a horse nostril.
It's not.
What we win awards in is, of course, 60-second summary, which is what Dan was trying to say 18 minutes ago. What are you doing? Are you timing?
I can time it.
Wow. You just want to show off your new watch. Johnny Tech.
Don't dox me.
Listeners, alert.
If you see a man with a new
if
watch.
If you see a man with a watch that's new to him, at least, it could be Toad Tree Calls to him.
9 p.m.? Is he tired? Could be Dan Jaquette.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm so furious about this.
Got to get up pretty early in the morning to beat me to the stopwatch. And go.
We open on Herbert Hoover, president. And it's the Depression. And they're explaining all about the Depression. And we know Sonora is a young woman. We don't know how young. We'll talk about that later. Who is in Waycross, Georgia, and dreams of a better life. She and her little sister are about to be separated. And she's about to be sent off. Oh, and she has some bullies in school. And they're mean to her for no reason. But you see how determined she is. And she changes her life by joining a horse show, first as a stable hand.
30 seconds.
And eventually as a fancy person who gets to dive off high places with horses about 40 to 60 feet up into a pool that's about 11 or 12 feet deep. And she falls in love with this guy, Al, who's the son of the guy who started all of this. And we're not sure about him at first, but eventually he's okay. There's a hot dog
10
guy
seconds.
Who's amazing. And we're going to talk more about him later. And in the end, she goes blind, sadly, but continues to ride for another 11 years. And she and Al live happily ever after.
Time.
Wow. There were so many details in that summary that were not from the movie.
Yeah.
Also, you completely missed the guy who ran the horse show who gave her the job.
What's his name? I couldn't remember his name.
Wow.
Dad, I feel like you prepared for that.
Yeah.
I did not.
Well, you gave some details about the tower and pool that they definitely did not say out loud in the movie.
Oh, sorry. I read Wikipedia.
I also don't. Poster. I'm arguing with another horse about what this sentence should read on a Wikipedia article.
.org.
Wow. I'm so glad that we recorded that horse-themed one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It really...
I mean, they said, do you want to spend the extra $7,000 on just the horse record time?
And I was like, we'll need it.
Yeah.
We'll
that was a real horse in the studio. Horse, yeah. We had a live horse in the studio.
Yeah.
Its name was... Pickle Herman. Pants.
Yeah.
Herman Pickle Pants.
Yeah. Pickle Pants. That's a pretty good horse name. That's in the Kentucky Derby. Those horses got crazy names.
Yeah, you do.
Hey,
Pickle Pants coming up from the left side. And there's Gio Mai. The Kaiser's dead. Coming up in third.
Yes, Molly, good summary, even though a little sus.
It was sus.
Yeah.
Okay, if you... 100% Utah, of course. Obviously, 100% Utah.
Of horse.
Although, of horse. Of 100, horse. A horse friend percent Utah. Of horse. But a couple of minor things. One, Dr. W.F. Carver is the runner of the horse show. He may or may not be a time-traveling sorcerer.
Yeah. His hair, I mean, everything about him is great, but
amazing.
His hair is the keystone to his look, I think.
Yeah.
A mullet is underselling this hairstyle because it's like poofy.
It's
and
like a
stiff
wolf mullet.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like if a werewolf had a mullet and then that part of him didn't turn back into a human.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good.
And he was a cowboy.
Yeah.
And a
also,
wizard.
Also, don't forget the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
That
fantastic,
I mean,
fantastic mustache.
And then also, don't forget the jackets.
Yes,
and
fantastic
the
jackets.
The leather cuffs.
Yes.
And cowboy and hats, they're like a little hat. Too tall. They're not like comically tall.
One of them was, I'd argue one of them is comically tall.
To me, they were the uncanny valley of like, is this a funny hat or a normal hat?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Played by
Cliff Robertson.
Played by Spider?
Played by
Spider.
Spider-Man's?
First Toby Spider-Man's Uncle Ben.
Yes.
Yep.
Cliff Robertson.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he looked the same age in this movie, except he had cool hair and a mustache.
And this movie came out in 1991. Ooh. Good job, Beth.
Whoa. Thank you. Great work.
What else did you miss?
Well, I could have said a lot more about the hot dog guy.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get into it. There is when she runs away from home because she has a wild heart that can't be broken.
Yes. And it's so wild that her aunt, who is taking her in, and her sister after her parents died, that she's going to give her up to the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, dead mom, also dead dad.
They had a fever.
The fever.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Rough. So she lives with her aunt who is not nice,
but also
it's a depression.
She's doing her best.
She was not ready to be a caretaker. No.
And she's got some horse and a bunch of cows.
Yeah.
And she has to sell the horse.
Oh, lightning one.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we could probably talk even more about her childhood.
Yeah.
But
check out those incredibly depressing but evocative photos from that lady from the Depression. They're all archived by the government because Roosevelt paid her to do it.
Yes.
There's one where a woman is literally putting her children up for sale.
Oh, my
God. Boy, oh, boy. What a bummer.
Yikes.
America number one.
So we see her in her childhood. She's at a school.
She is a stinker.
We assume she is 12.
You assume she was 12. I would assume she was more like 15.
Yeah, 14 or 15.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's say she's 15.
Because she seemed to be the same age as the bully, and the bully seemed like she was like 14, 15.
Yeah, that's what makes her seem so young, right? Mm-hmm. And she also looks very young. Anyway, she's 21 years old.
Okay.
The actress is actually, 21.
Okay.
But she looks super young in this film.
She looks like a kid.
And the reason we were obsessed with it is because this romance that blossoms between her and Al.
Carver.
Son of the cowboy wizard. Yes. Son of cowboy wizard.
Which is sort of a reveal, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they don't reveal that it's a son, but there's never a moment of like, dad.
Yeah.
Where we're supposed to be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of piece it together.
Yeah.
Yep. The actor is like 30, and the actor for that is Jake Ryan from 16 Candles.
Mm-hmm.
Who is?
A named actor who people know, and he's now a furniture maker.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. He left acting and became a furniture maker. He started out as an...
Why wasn't that in the 60-second summary?
Well,
yeah.
I got as much as I could in. But yeah. Really, really interesting.
Is he in competition with the Offerman brothers?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Actor creators.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Schifflin.
Wait, who's Jerry Ryan or whatever you said then?
Jerry Ryan.
That's the character from The Candles.
Jake Ryan.
Who is
Jake Ryan?
He's the boy.
Oh my God.
He's the boy?
In 16 Candles.
Oh, okay.
Zelda's the boy.
I've never seen that movie, but there's DVDs. They're like sitting across from each other at a birthday cake.
Okay.
That's Jake Ryan's
and
come
Molly
hither
Ringwald,
cake.
And they kiss over the cake.
It is so romantic.
And then he goes on the Red October.
Whoa. Mm.
These stories are not linked. Anyway, Jack Ryan. How did we...
So he's in the movie, and he's the love interest, and he's much older than the other love that are titular wild heart.
Sonora. Yes.
Is she our titular wild heart? Everybody's kind of got a wild heart in this, right?
I would suggest so, yes, except maybe for hot dogs.
It's based on her book.
Okay.
Which was, I think, called girl diver and five brave horses.
Brave horses.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wait, did she write the book?
I think so. Or it was a biography.
Okay.
One moment, please.
You only know about two horses in this movie. Well, three.
Three.
Although Lightning, I guess Lightning was brave because Lightning One tried his best to jump over that fence when she got egged on by the bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Red Lips was brave too.
Yeah. Just wasn't her horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got scared by a symbol. Spoiler alert.
Red Lips.
And I don't know. Speaking of spoilers, I don't know if I should tell you the truth.
Isn't that the point of the second half of the show?
What's the truth?
The truth is that
there was no horse.
Wow.
No, I think we can appreciate the craftsmanship of having the symbols, and we can appreciate the craftsmanship of so many parts of the movies. But apparently, the thing they don't tell you about the movie is that her little sister Annette, who her aunt isn't going to give up to the state.
Yeah.
She's like 5 years younger, or 10 years younger. Anyway, she comes and she also becomes a horse diver.
Whoa. Wow. Big reveal.
Yeah. So 5 years after her older sister goes, she joins her. And so they're reunited, which is pretty cool.
Would have liked to see that in the movie.
Yeah. Well, and she says, Mrs. French remembers, my sister was so disappointed in
Who's Mrs. French?
That is Sonora.
Oh.
Sonora. The horse girl.
Yeah, Sonora Carver. Anyway, yeah. My sister was, so the
Carver,
younger
once she
sister.
Al,
but was she French before then? Where
no,
does the
was
French?
Sonora okay. Weston or Western.
No, no, okay. So this, sorry, let's begin again.
How do you know all this, Molly?
This is from a New York Times article.
Whoa!
New York
is only one New York. Your op-ed section is a transphobic dumpster fire.
Sonora has a little sister named Annette.
Uh-huh.
And in the movie, you'll remember that Annette she leaves behind.
Yes.
Because, but they become reunited. She joins her 5 years later and becomes also a horse diver. And eventually she marries a dude with the last name French. So she becomes
Annette French.
The little sister marries a French.
Got it.
Little sister.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So her older sister Sonora marries Al, the son of the magician.
Yep.
Sorcerer.
And she meets her future husband on the pier. His last name is French. She takes that name and she says in this New York Times article, my sister was so disappointed in it, meaning this movie. I remember her turning to me in the theater after we saw it and her saying, the only thing true in it is that I rode diving horses. I went blind and I continued to ride for another 11 years.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
So I think we can assume at least that the movie took some liberties.
Wow.
But they hit every Molly Chase tween button there is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's a mean, irrational bully in middle school.
Right.
And there's a lady that's jealous and a boy that's interested and another boy you actually get to kiss. So I'm like...
You're on board.
I felt like I understood where they were going with this G-rated movie from the Mouse House.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I can see. I can see why they made this choice. It is
G-rated. We do get some kissing, as I said.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Both smooches.
Human horse kissing and human kissing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The kind I support.
The true smooch.
And we all agreed, pretty good kissing.
Pretty good. Like... Maybe some of the best we've seen on this podcast.
For a 90s kiss?
Oh, yeah. For a 90s kiss especially.
It wasn't even sloppy at all.
Yeah. Oh. They're like into it, but it's not gross.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably because it's G-rated.
Respectful.
Do you think first take they were like, I know what the cultural zeitgeist of movie kisses is, and they just started slapping
just
their tongues?
For it.
No.
Yeah.
And they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Steve Miner was like, this is G-rated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep those lips closed.
Even the diving for the horses.
That's right.
Miner.
Classic Miner zinger.
Classic. Yeah. He has a fascinating career.
Really?
I was trying to figure out like if this guy did stuff I knew. His first couple director movies were two of the Jason movies.
Okay.
He's done like a ton of horror movies. I don't know. It's wild. And then he directed a bunch of TV like in the late 90s and 2000s. So it's very weird that he directed this movie.
Do you think he got confused? He heard Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken and he was like, oh, a horror movie.
Maybe.
Wow.
Or he's just like,
cash in.
Maybe. But I just love, like, yeah, I'd love to know the conversation where they were like, oh, yeah, the Jason guy.
Yeah.
He's perfect for this.
Who can we get for
coming
this?
Of age tale of a horse girl. He probably did other stuff between that, but that really stuck out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Huh. I think he's just sort of one of those
Renaissance directors.
I was going to say more like journeyman directors, but the studio's just like, yeah, we just got to get this done. Yeah. Get minor.
Family movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He'll get it done.
He'll get it done. Budget. He'll get it under budget.
He's not used to having more than $100,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign him up.
Right. You keep the horses alive, probably.
They spent 90% of this budget on costumes.
They were baby.
Exquisite.
Oh my gosh. Every single outfit she wore, I was like, I kind of wanted it now, but I especially would have wanted it in the 90s. Mm.
Didn't you nail it with the American Girl doll?
Like, yeah, everything looks like an American Girl doll outfit. Like those hats, the like fitted pants and belts. And oh, man.
Even her depression outfit, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's super cute. Right.
Yeah.
I was having a hard time with the jodhpurs.
As you always do.
Oh my God.
With the what?
Yeah.
Is that right? Jodhpurs.
Jodhpurs.
Job. What's the middle syllable? What's the middle sound there? The
foot? I thought you said job purse.
Jobbers.
Jod.
Hey, jobbers.
Hey, we need some jobbers on the line.
Jodhpurs. And
what's
Jodhpurs?
It's a foot.
Jodhpurs. I thought so.
That was a poo.
Is that the like?
I also thought it was a
is that a billowy pant?
Oh, jodhpurs. Yeah.
Job purse.
Job
purse.
It's not job purse.
It's like
get in the ring, your job purse.
It's like a pant, but there's a lot of fabric going on in the thigh. At the thighs.
Yeah. You would have thought it was a teen party happening on screen. Every time there was a pair of pants, Dan was like,
"Oh, concerned about the pants."
I couldn't figure out if they were horse pants or style pants.
They're horse style pants.
Yeah, you wear them for both.
You know, horse style.
The best explanation I got from the crowd was jodhpurs.
Yeah.
Jodhpurs.
J-O-D-H-P-U-R.
Honestly, I thought Dan would scream. Held up a picture of some jodhpurs.
Oh.
Best explanation I got was that's so the horse could bite you, but only get pants and not leg.
Oh.
It's like, that's my theory. Here's what I based it off of. My dog is a bloodthirsty monster. She has captured rabbits multiple times. When she's captured adult rabbits, she's only ever gotten fur, to my great relief.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense because they just have like so much fur that that's the whole point is like if something grabs onto them, the fur comes out and they can just haul ass.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's the same idea with horse and pants.
Okay.
I once saw somebody making Angora yarn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they had an Angora bunny on their lap and they just fluffed up the fur and wove it into yarn.
What?
Like off the bunny's back.
Directly off a sleeping bunny's back.
Huh.
That's so cute.
It was like the most gentle, but it was also really creepy. I was like, you mean I've been wearing rabbit hair?
Yes.
But yes, of course you have.
That's what
Yeah,
it is
but
the whole
it's
time.
At least it's, like,
it's been rabbit hair the whole time.
Well, at least they don't do that to sheep. Wait a minute. But anyway, it was really cute.
That is adorable. That is like some alchemy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like just place the rabbit in front of me.
And I'll create. I'll summon forth
the thread.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of magic.
Yeah.
There's some horse magic in this
Hell
movie.
Hell yes, there is.
After Sonora's retinas detach, she still wants to be a horse girl.
We should, the people who aren't horse people and have not actually seen this movie, we should make it clear like the specific series of events that occurs, because there is like certain circumstances that were apparently all fake that allowed for her to have her retinas attached. One
that doesn't happen until like the end of the movie, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the part of the movie blindness. Where I was like, oh damn, there's a bunch more movie.
When she goes blind?
Yeah, when I was like, oh, that's coming. That's a whole other plot arc we got to figure out.
Yeah
Okay, sorry.
One, Lightning 2, who is actually just called Lightning in the movie, but I kept referring it to Lightning 2, is because she named the horse after the horse she lost when she was a child.
Yeah.
Even though it's only been like 2 years. Whatever. Yeah. Lightning gets sick from eating moldy hay.
Yeah.
It's rough. And that horse, as Beth pointed out, incredible horse actor.
Oh. So good.
Really, you
good
felt for that horse.
It was like... They were like, okay, you got to pretend to be sick. And it was like, oh, I'm sick. I'm a sick horse.
Yes, it was just like lying on its side, looking all dejected.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably helped that it was like very dimly lit and raining outside, but still.
That horse crushed
horse performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
horses, Lightning is sick. Lightning recovers, but it takes a while. Mm-hmm. So Sonora has to use Red Lips, which was Marie, the snob original horse diver's horse, more than hers.
Yeah.
Red Lips is a professional diving horse. Everything's fine. They no concerns. But also it's like, maybe we should get Lightning, but Lightning's not ready. Mm-hmm. There is a big old band doing its big band stuff because it's Atlantic City, baby. That's gotta give the people a show. Everything seems fine. She is engaged to be married because Al manipulates her into being proposed to right before the show, which seems, let me just say, Al, as someone who you would think at this point had like at least somewhat understood his new job after his dad dies. We should talk about that too. New horse, right? It's not her usual horse. So he's like, I'm just going to change the entire routine before your show, before you get on this new horse in a new environment, because they're just starting up their Atlantic
City
show.
It's the first Atlantic City jump, too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Al.
What are you thinking, Al? It's not about you. It's about horse.
What do you expect from a milk
drinker? But the crowd loves it, man. And he says this really sweet line where he says, it's just colored glass for now, but I'll get you a new
one. On its own, like in a vacuum, it's very charming.
Yeah.
But the fact that new horse.
Listen, some big executive at Disney was like, this is three scenes. It should be one. Here's the order of events. The horse gets sick. She gets engaged. She immediately is blinded.
Yeah, that's right.
Go.
We got to pull the rug out under from the audience.
Yeah.
Anyway, Red Lips is going up the thing. Everything seems fine.
And what you should understand is these horses run up a huge ramp. Like they run, they canter. I don't know if they canter, but it's fast. It's not just a trot.
Call us horse heads.
Yeah. I asked about the mechanics of it earlier. Mm-hmm. There's a ramp for the horse. She stands at the top of the high dive. Is that what it's called?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And when the horse passes her, she jumps on the back of the horse and
grabs the harness.
Wicked cool.
Yeah. And then the horse leaps into the air and kind of dives feet first into the pool.
As a horse can, as best a horse can,
Yeah. And then everyone's like, yay.
Is the reason she grabs the top just for the show? Like, wouldn't it be easier to ride the horse all the way up?
Probably.
Maybe. But also it would be the way those sides are built, you'd have to build it so that your legs wouldn't like get hurt. But I think it's part of the showmanship, right? Of both like jumping on a moving horse and it diving off the top.
And the horse doing it on its own.
Yeah.
Right. I guess that's what it is. It's part of the show is that the horse is doing it by choice. Mm-hmm. Like that's part of the show too. Is like the horse is willingly diving off of this thing. It's not that this person is forcing it to gallop as hard as it can off this ramp and tricking it into diving.
That's true. They make a big deal about it in the movie too, explaining there's no like contraption whatever. Yeah. And both of the sister, Annette, really specifies that they did it from 1928 to 1974 or something when they shut down Steel City. And she's like, a horse never got hurt. People could get hurt, but the horses never did. And she's like, they loved it. And she was like, the thing about my sister continuing to ride was it wasn't that she was so brave and wanted to overcome not seeing. She's like, it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And once you get on the horse, they do the rest. And we couldn't wait to get back on the horses. Mm. So then they were doing 2 to 6 shows a day.
What happened to the other 3 horses, though?
You know, I think there were probably lots of horses. I think maybe it got simplified. Disney was like, 5 horses. We don't have time for 5 horses. 3 taps.
Are there,
pack them into 2 horses.
But were there 5 horses at a time and they would rotate? Or did some horses get moldy hay and they had to train a new horse?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. Somebody call us and let us know. Heather, call us back and tell us how long horses live.
Long time.
Oh, okay. Well, then they probably just got sick or something or rotated them in and out.
Some of those horses died.
Do I just need to read this book and do a report?
Yes.
Come back.
Put it on the bonus feed.
Right.
Patreon.com/totesrecall. Anyway.
Go ahead. I don't remember what
I'm
point
sorry.
I was trying
is
to
there
make.
Is there a problem? Is this taking too long?
Yeah.
She's not even blind yet. Red Lips is going up the ramp. Everything seems fine, but Red Lips is not used to the noise of Steel City Pier.
Yeah.
There is a very enthusiastic cymbal player in the band who plays a cymbal at the worst possible time, just as she gets on the horse. Horse freaks out. Horse trips. They both fall in the water in a less than graceful way. She lands in the water with her eyes open. Mm. Horse seems fine. She seems fine, essentially, just sort of like a little disoriented.
Yeah.
Her eyes are a little blurry, but she figures like, well, I just landed in water with my eyes open. That's fine. Water does that.
Yeah. But go to the doctor.
Yeah. Al is like, should we go to the doctor? She's like, oh, I got no broken bones. I'm not bleeding. I'm fine.
Yeah. Man. That's, you know, healthcare is a nightmare in this country. Sure. But go to the doctor. You know.
Is that your advice for anyone who is high diving with a horse?
Certainly. Yeah.
Just in general, like, oh, is this terrible or am I fine? Yeah, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I worry I go to the doctor too often.
I know I don't go to the doctor enough.
Yeah. Mm. Between the two of us, we should sort it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And the thing is that they don't actually know that it was a singular dive that caused it, or if it wasn't just multiple dives over time. Oh,
interesting.
Sure.
Yeah.
It can be a compounding problem.
According to the movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
The single dive absolutely happened. Caused a hemorrhage in her eye, which she then ignored, which then the blood did stuff in the back of her eyes. It clotted. The blood clotted and that detached both her retinas. Mm-hmm. And it was permanent.
Yep.
According to peer doctor.
Peer doctor, yeah.
Yeah. It was a really, it was such an interesting mix of acting styles because there was a lot of it that was like real weird acting so children will understand.
Right, for sure.
And then some of it was genuinely really moving. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Like some of it was just many, many cuts to Ray. No, Ray, not Al.
Thinking.
Sorry, I don't know who Ray is. Many, many cuts back to Al, like being real frustrated or sad or trying to think of what to write in a letter.
Yeah, I feel like there were at least four different scenes throughout the movie that was just Al like furrowing his brow and sort of like just ever so slightly nodding or shaking his head, right?
Yeah.
We got to get those hunk shots in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's got those nice.
Was he a hunk? Are we saying he was a hunk?
I think he's a 90s G-rated Disney movie hunk.
Yeah, he definitely is.
I mean, Beth, you kind of gave a very good summary of his physical appearance.
He looks like Matt Dillon and also Josh Hartnett.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like not as good as either one.
Right.
Okay. All right. For any listeners who are familiar with Jake Ryan.
That's not his real name.
Ryan Jake. John Ryan? No, it's Jake Ryan.
The character's name is Jake Ryan.
The character. Jack
That's not what we're talking about. We're trying to respect an actor
and
his craft.
That's who Molly is talking about. Oh. That's who
I Clear and present danger, Jack Ryan.
It was not just...
Jim from The Office.
It was not just a hunk. He was like the dream guy for an entire generation of people.
Was that pre-horse movie? Was,
pre-horse, okay. For sure. Like... Maybe late 80s, mid-late 80s. I'm terrible at this game. It was before...
86.
There you go.
16 Candles, 86. That's how you remember it.
That's how you do.
86 Candles.
Yep.
But yes, it was before the detention one.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast Club.
Yes,
which Breakfast Club. Which we watched for this podcast.
We definitely watched fairly recently, and I remember.
Yeah.
Yep. No horses in that movie.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that would have been great in the library.
Yeah. Horse magic was the point I was trying to remember. I just remember. Oh,
45 minutes ago? Yeah. Yes. Hell yeah, there's some horse magic.
Can I talk about horse magic now?
What do you think? Panel?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we've gotten to a point where we can talk about horse magic.
All right.
Sonora's blind, but she still wants to ride horse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she communes with lightning in a thunderstorm, in the middle of the night.
Yes.
It's kind of confusing because of lightning and thunder.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lightning is the horse.
Lightning is the horse. Lightning is also happening outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Creating the sound of thunder.
Thunder is the weather event.
Yes. Yeah.
Lightning is also a weather event.
Right.
Yeah, but not in this context. We're talking about lightning the horse.
Both are happening.
But there's lightning happening that creates the thunder.
I didn't see any lightning.
Come on.
I just saw a horse.
You heard the lightning, though.
I no, you didn't. Witnessed.
That's what thunder
that's
is.
That's what thunder is.
It's the sound of lightning.
That's an electrical bolt of lightning.
What? What's happening right now?
The science is bolts of lightning.
And?
You got me there. You got wrecked.
I mean,
this horse poster got
shit
a lot
on our faces.
Destroyed me.
There's just massive piles of shit on Dan and I's faces. What do we know?
right, so there is bolt of lightning.
There is bolt of lightning. There is horse lightning. There is thunder sound. Where is the thunder coming from? We don't know.
Science hasn't figured it out yet. All science knows is bolt of lightning.
Maybe it's horses. Maybe thunder is giant horses leaping into the sea.
I'm sure that's a myth. At some point, I was like, that's the sound of the sky horses.
Absolutely.
Anyway, there's a very moody and kind of sexy scene where Sonora is stroking horse.
Okay,
And or giving horse magic.
Okay,
is happening. Definitely horse magic is transferring.
But it is weirdly sexual.
No, that's because you two are horn dog freaks. Yes. This is a woman who has lost her sight, who is learning how to understand the world around her through touch.
Yeah.
So she's sensual just learning touch.
She's slowly moving her hands
if
around.
If you did it quickly, you wouldn't know the shape of horse.
And also, visually, we wouldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's just petting
the
horse?
Just, like, patting she's the just horse petting the horse down, at like night? It's looking for weapons?
No.
Or something?
I do think she is looking for weapons.
If they shot it in a sexy way, it was just like hands on the horse body, like a close up. If they did like a wide shot of her, like trying to,
it's a horned up perspective.
This is horny freak talk from Dan and Beth. You're just saying that because they focused on the horse's thick ass. Because of course they did.
I'm not talking about the horse's body.
Aren't you?
No, I'm talking about the hands.
Yeah.
Hands on the horse.
Yeah, the hands of a blind woman who's just learning what horse looks like.
Okay.
Through
she
touch.
She knows what horse looks like. Now she's getting what horse feels
like. Oh, my God. Okay. You have both been poisoned by Bram Stoker's sex wolf.
I mean, that's what it felt like. It felt
is
like
not
that.
The same.
It was like, you know, it's a Disney movie. They can't really do a sex scene, but that's where it would go.
If Al had been there on the other side of the horse, furrowing his brow seductively, I might give it to you.
And he was also petting the horse.
Right, but he wasn't. He was probably sleeping and dreaming about being as cool as his dad.
Mm, yeah. Which he never will be.
No, he won't.
Well, he didn't even try with his hair.
No, or his voice.
Yeah. He only wore the jacket one time!
Just long enough for her to find that letter. Ugh. We should say that the magician sorcerer.
We haven't talked about Dr. W.F. Carver nearly enough.
No. Yeah, Dr. W.F. Carver, who was a real person and whose first diving girl was his daughter.
Oh.
And not an evil Maria. No, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Eaten by the horses.
He used to be, he was a performer with Buffalo Bill or something, which is where he got the jacket
from.
That's
what he said in the movie.
Yes. Yeah, so that he was sort of a relic of another time.
Yeah.
Like a turn of the century, Wild West.
They kept saying he was the greatest showman.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in not those words. We use those words.
We did.
Didn't they say you're the greatest showman at some point? I thought they
Oh, maybe they did.
His son said it at some point.
Okay, never mind. Mm. I take it back. Mm-hmm. They did
not the
say
greatest
it.
Dad.
No,
not
the certainly greatest not.
Yep.
No. You know what? Most great showmen probably aren't the greatest dads. That's
good fair. Showman.
Bad dad.
Bad dad.
Great hat.
Great cowboy sorcerer.
Yeah, great.
It's probably a good cop, is that what you said? Yeah. I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess he never had the opportunity.
But his death scene is really maybe something to talk about.
I have a problem with the title of the movie.
Oh.
It says, Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Okay, I'm listening.
We see a man's heart break upon the screen.
Oh.
Next to a death tree.
Oh, that whole scene was like at first we were like, why is he crying? Like it just suddenly came out of nowhere, but then just like, oh no. Yeah, oh no, where is the scene going?
He starts putting his hand on his chest.
Oh, and he's like breathing hard. And then they're like, this beautiful, he's like, oh, I just got to take a breath and pull over the truck. And it's a beautiful, idyllic feel.
Isn't it nice to be able to look out at the scrubby landscape and calm down as this beautiful sorcerer man is
dying? The scrub rush, would you say?
Yeah, scrub rush.
Yeah, there's like some very, what did I say? This piano is this touchy ass piano or something like touching ass piano.
Yeah. It's worrying me.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the movie shows you that his spirit is moving on with a close up of a dandelion being blown away.
And then that same wind blowing his gorgeous hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that same wind
tells Sonora
flying a thing in the distance. Maybe it was his hat. It was unclear to me. I didn't notice. Something flew in the wind and then she looked out of the wind and that somehow she knew, which is unclear if it's because he was just a few feet away from her or if she just sensed it.
Yeah.
I feel like he wasn't that far away from them. They sat down in the background. You could see it happening. Right, right,
right. Mm. Long drawn out and then hard cut to funeral.
Oh, hard cut.
Yeah.
That it broke my heart. That whole scene. I love Dr. That's W. Right. F. Carver. Yeah.
That's and going, all man. Of our wild hearts were broken.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
including his. Wild
heart was broken.
You two are the only ones with wild hearts because you're so horned up on horse magic.
I'm not horned up at any kind of magic.
Really?
Really. Especially horse
what
magic.
About Magic Mike?
Okay. I'm just kidding. He's a furniture maker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Magic Mike?
Yeah, he builds furniture in a very sexual way.
Wait, he's a furniture maker too?
Yes, and so is...
Do all hunks build furniture?
Yes, this is my theory. Because also when Stella got her groove back, I think what's-his-face is a furniture maker.
Really?
She's a furniture maker. I don't remember.
Oh, amazing.
Wow. Good with their hands.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a thing.
Handle with wood.
Oh.
I feel like I really feel like we've had this exact conversation before.
Probably.
Probably. Same jokes.
Anyway, Dr. W.F. Carver is not a great dad, and he gaslights Sonora into thinking that her possibly age-inappropriate love interest has not written to her, even though he writes to her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he gets the mail because he's the head of the house.
Yeah, they have a conversation like, why'd you write me back? I never got a letter. I wrote to you every day. That's the end of the conversation?
No follow-up questions.
No. They immediately go to like, oh, we're going to do horse show in Atlantic City.
Yeah. God, maybe it's like the 30s. They were like, oh, well, postal system sucks.
Maybe, like, yeah. It's like, oh, maybe the post officer fell into a quicksand pit in the Dust Bowl. I assume there's quicksand in the Dust Bowl. That makes sense, right? No, it doesn't.
Does
not
it?
At all,
no, because it has to be water, right? Yeah.
I assume this postman filled his lungs with dust and
that's right.
collapsed. Kevin Costner's the postman, right?
Yeah.
That's what that's about.
Anyway, this podcast is about the movie Wild Hearts Can't Be
We've been talking about it the whole time.
The whole time, nonstop. Check the tapes.
Okay. Greatest thing about this movie.
Hot dog?
Me.
There's a hot dog vendor.
Oh, yes.
The original.
The hot dog
the
vendor.
The hot dog vendor. We see, I think we all... Scroll way back to the beginning of this podcast where he said, let's talk about it. And then we didn't. The hot dog vendor.
Ugh. Yeah.
When she runs away from home,
yes.
She gets to the fair or the circus or whatever you call it. Fair, I guess.
Yeah.
And she meets a hot dog vendor. And he has invented a rotating hot dog cooking thing.
Yes. A cart of his own invention.
Yeah. He's great. He's like great. A little inventor. Nice guy. Got a crush on her.
Yeah.
Too bad for him. She's into an older creep. We'll talk about it.
Typical.
But yeah, he's great. He wants to do a death-defying stunt.
Yeah.
And then he becomes like the groom.
He's motorcycle guy.
Yes. And oh, yes. We should say that.
He's motorcycle guy.
Yeah. And when we say groom, we don't mean her husband.
No.
We mean a groomer.
For horse. For horse. Horse groomer. Groomer for
not
horse. Groom.
Not for young people.
No.
With a scrubby brush.
Yeah. With a scrubby brush. I was wondering during that, I was like, oh, horse groom, but like a marriage. And I was like, bride, like bridal.
Yeah.
Is that?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, horse?
Horse. They must mean,
horses.
Those words must mean things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a bridal is a thing used to control a horse. And a groom has control over the horse.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Wait a second.
Things are
you saying the patriarchy has always existed?
No, that can't be right.
And it's the horses that did it?
Yes.
Wow.
It is the horses that
did it. It's the horse's fault.
Yep.
Big horse.
Big horse.
Anyway, hot dog becomes a motorcycle guy.
Yes, which I was completely forgot there was another guy even. I just thought it was just one guy was love interest and motorcycle.
I did in our pre-call say there would be another guy.
Yeah,
it's true. You did.
And I also said there would be some love that was not romantic love. And I would argue that was her and her sister and her and the horses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of other people who are of the same.
Can we close up hot dog's story?
Yes. Okay,
sure. He becomes motorcycle guy and then figures out to drive the motorcycle around in the giant sphere.
Yeah.
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 He's maybe the first guy to do that.
Isn't
too.
That what you meant by motorcycle guy?
Well, we did. No, he was a guy with a motorcycle.
Oh.
I just want to make it clear. We were talking
That's
about
that.
That's
what I meant by motorcycle guy when I said it at the beginning of the podcast.
Okay. Well, no one remembers that at this point.
Wow.
It's been 5 days.
For us, it has literally been hours. For you, the listener,
who knows?
Some also of you, hours.
Some of you, I'm told, listen to this in weird little bursts, and maybe it takes you weeks to listen to an episode of the show.
That's right. I'm helping those people out.
That's true. Thank you, listeners of the show, over the course of several weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry for not saying motorcycle steel cage more frequently for you.
We also have to cover off, though, on the horse ass mule situation. Mm-hmm. Mule donkey ass.
Yeah.
I'll get sorry, to that.
Keep
sounds,
going.
That sounds wrong. That sounds wrong when you say it all together. Go ahead.
My first thing I was excited about was the Bechdel-Wallace test.
Oh, much more important.
Hot pass, quick pass.
Who's the ass now? Me.
No, I get it. Come on.
Well, because hey. I skipped past.
Molly.
Okay. Don't put down women like that.
Yeah. We're talking about Bechdel-Wallace.
Yeah.
It passes so well.
Like at immediately. School.
It passes at school. It passes at home.
Yeah.
It passes.
I mean, I think the first scene it passes, because we might not know her name initially, but we do learn the bully's name is Clarabelle. Yes. So, or Clarabella or something like that.
So like multiple passes. What?
Yeah, which isn't bad. It starts with President Herbert Hoover.
Yes, who was definitely not talking to the women of America.
Yeah.
But yeah, it passes and passes. And as Beth pointed out during the movie, it was the most thoroughly named movie we have ever seen. There were very few characters who did not receive at least one name, sometimes both names.
Yeah.
True.
If they were speaking, they pretty much were named.
The shop. The lady who ran the shop had a name. Yeah,
she was in one scene.
Wow. Yeah. It was just like, it was just Bechdel-Wallace left and right.
Yeah.
We lost count.
We salute you.
Yeah.
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
This is probably like penance for a big horse.
Oh, sure.
Like, when you say big horse, you mean like big pharma?
Yeah.
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 Okay, got you.
But there is one very big horse in control.
Yeah.
The Giga Horse.
That's right.
Boodle Horse. What was that?
I don't remember.
Oh, Boodle Horse.
That was from something.
Oh, wow. Like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was like last year.
Please let us remind us what Boodle Horse is.
I remember I was delighted by
you,
it.
Yes, you were.
It was from the Mean Girls episode.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I don't remember.
Check the tapes.
We have wanted to for a long time put together some kind of podcast or compendium of all of our bits.
The salad hole.
A salad hole.
That's right.
Which in also itself needs is to be explained.
It needs to be explained. And we will have to do so much research because none of us remember.
Yeah.
We'd have to listen to all of our episodes.
Or.
Listen, new listeners, I'm just telling you, if you're confused, so are we.
And also, if you're starting from the beginning, feel free to start a Totes Recall Wiki that pulls all this shit together.
Go for it.
Salad Hole.
Connect Four.
We'll get you a t-shirt.
Boodle Horse.
Boodle Horse.
Boodle Horse. I remember something like that.
Are we talking donkeys?
Yeah. Sure. There was a question at the beginning of the podcast for reasons I don't remember of whether a donkey or an ass is the same thing. I went to the first website that came up when I Googled it. And here's what you need to know.
Okay.
The question presented at the in the heading 3, I believe, of this part of the website.
Wow.
What is the difference between a donkey and an ass? While the term donkey is currently the most common usage in English, this was not always the case. Previously, it was much more common to refer to them as an ass. This is why referring to either an ass or a donkey is actually referring to the same animal.
What?
Specifically, donkey and ass can be used interchangeably to refer to the animal Equus africanus asinus or asinus. Who knows? This is the scientific name for a donkey.
Why did Democrats pick the donkey
did not.
It was, what? Fun facts?
It's from a political cartoon that was calling them an ass.
So then they just like took it back?
I guess so. I don't remember how that happened exactly, but it's from a political cartoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
While donkeys have been domesticated, there are still wild asses.
Oh.
Wow. Can they be broken?
I don't know. They
wild
include
asses can't be broken.
Oh, no. That's the porn parody.
Oh, yeah. No, that definitely happens. Yeah, that's all. I don't know.
Okay, so what's a mule? That's a donkey horse?
Here we go. That happens later. Hold on. Here we go. I got to scroll down.
Heather, are you hearing this?
What?
I asked Heather if she's hearing this. This is some donkey talk.
Does she like donkeys, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
She told me all about Henny's one time.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what I do like. Donks.
Huh?
What? You ever see a donk? It's like a tiny donkey.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Look up donks.
Hold on. Let me finish.
That's for the listener.
Just stop listening to this podcast immediately.
Pause. Look up donk. Come back in a week or whenever is coming before you.
You fall in a donk hole.
Heading later. What is the difference between a donkey and a mule? You may have heard people ask, what is a mule? Dan?
What is a mule?
Or even refer to a donkey as a mule.
No.
This would not be technically correct. When a donkey or an ass, Equus africanus asinus, is mated with a horse, we get certain common hybrids. A mule is a widely used term as the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse.
Okay.
A hinny.
There it is.
Does not refer to a donkey or an ass either. It is a hybrid between a female donkey, a jenny, and a male horse, stallion.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, apparently it is more difficult to reproduce a hinny in comparison to a mule.
Mm.
Huh.
I have a complaint.
Okay, wow.
Was I wrong about donk?
About the podcast?
I typed in donk.
Uh-oh.
In Google, and it's just showing me pictures of cars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe I'm mistaken. There are tiny donkeys.
Okay.
There's also tiny horses.
Not sure.
Not to be confused with ponies.
Right.
We'll figure it out. I'll put it on the Discord, whatever I was thinking of, what I thought of donks.
We'll start a new channel called Donk Ass Mule. Jenny.
I'll put it in Pet Pics. That's pet appropriate. Pics. Someone's
is it
has
appropriate?
A pet donk.
If you have a pet donk, please become a patron.
Oh, yeah. Drop that donk, baby.
Drop that donk in our Discord. Patreon.com/Let's Recall.
I mean, isn't that... Okay, keep going.
All right. Smooth as hot honey is another note that I have here.
Great
line. It was a line from this movie?
Was.
Yeah.
Who was it referring to?
It is the raciest line in the entire G movie.
Yeah.
It is when Marie,
yep.
the original snobby, I don't know why she had to be snobby, but anyway, the original snobby adult diver, girl diver, mentions that she is going to go out dancing with Al.
Oh.
And Sonora feels a little pang of jealousy. And then without missing a beat, she says, he's a terrific dancer, like hot honey.
Smooth as hot honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is literally the sexiest part of the entire movie.
Yes, it is, Molly.
Because
it is the sexiest part of the movie.
There is definitely nothing sexy about a young lady
and
reconnecting with her horse in a non-sexual way.
I'm not saying I find it sexy. I just think that they shot it in a way that made it seem
that
like it was supposed
people,
to be kind of sexual.
Some viewers of the movie might think of it as sexual.
Big horse wanted it to be sexy.
Why?
They were like,
so you think there was a giant horse in the studio chomping a giant cigar? Be like, yeah, we got to get some of that sexy horse ass in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay. A donk is a car's engine, a fool, or a poor player who makes mistake. It's derogatory.
Wow.
Okay.
I
got
some
donk
research to do.
Like that.
Yeah, you got some. Yeah. You got to look up what you're even talking about.
Yeah, who knows?
Get your tiny donkey guesses into the Pet Pics channel in Discord.
Well, before we get to our final ratings of the movie,
you could have said, speaking of Discord, I just said the word Discord.
Well,
he didn't.
He is 90% asleep.
I understand. No, it's fine. I understand. Beth and Dan are on one team this episode.
Speaking of teams, the team that we're all on is Discord. And by all of us, I mean those that pay to be on it. And we like to turn to that place, text chat platform, and ask for questions and comments with our fans, engage with them.
Wow.
And I dropped a GIF that I did not know if it was from this movie or not.
You just rolled the dice.
Yeah. Turns out it was.
Nice. Yep.
Great hat.
Yep. Yeah, very 90s hat, right? Still,
like, lots of hats are all 90s.
I had a dream last night about that hat.
Which
really?
I did.
Or a premonition.
Maybe.
Oh, because you knew this movie that you had.
Maybe I did.
Seen.
I must have some amount of memory lodged in there.
But you only remember the hats?
I remember the hats, but then as we were talking about it, I remembered like the adversity and the injury and the getting back on the horse and that there was an I remembered a lot of details. And some of them are like how movies work.
Sure.
But they felt more rooted in some sort of experience than that.
Yeah.
So maybe I watched the whole thing.
Maybe.
I don't remember any of it.
Or it's you're kind of like being like a mentalist with yourself for the fortune teller, where it's like generic enough.
Oh, sure.
That it feels like it's must be true.
You explored your mind palace and like plucked horse 1930s yeah. hats.
All right. Los says, Wild and Broken makes me think it's about horses. Q, is it about horses? Yes.
My friend, you nailed it.
The reference machine goes on to say, I also think it's about horses. Are there any teenage cowboys with cans of beans in it?
Oh.
No.
Missed opportunity.
Yes.
I mean,
huge missed opportunity.
Certainly Dr. W.F. Carver, as a lad, probably lived that life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he experienced that with Buffalo Bill Cody. Probably eating beans.
Is that from Mean Girls?
No.
Ten Things I Hate About You.
The greatest
high school clique of all time.
Yeah.
Which Carzon comments on, will we finally see another movie with a cowboy clique? No.
No.
No. Just
we even talked about there being hot horse boys, and there were no hot horse boys.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Al's kind
of like
a hot
even
horse
Al
boy.
Is he's sort of like a reluctant horse boy.
Hot dog groomer is kind of a
he's
hot horse
he's not a hot
boy.
Horse boy.
He's not a hot horse boy. He's hot dogs.
He's hot dog.
She literally calls him hot
he
dog.
He is hot for companionship.
Sure.
Oh, you're really grasping it.
You're really grasping. No hot horse boys.
Okay, fine.
Eric Ostrom.
Okay, I'll say this though. I bet there were people who were like hot dog boys and there were people who were L boys.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Mm.
But he's not a hot horse boy.
No, he's not a hot horse boy.
He's around horses and he's a boy.
Molly.
But capital is he hot?
H, capital H, capital B, hot horse boy. He is not.
Like, not horse boy.
Yeah.
Get into it. Bring, exactly. bring your you. Hot horse boy picks into pet picks on the Discord.
I don't know.
Eric asks, what are the franchise prospects for a Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken cinematic universe?
Ooh, great question.
Great question. I mean, hot horse boys, obviously.
I mean, Hot Dog could do his own little motorcycle thingy and have an adventure.
I would definitely watch the origin story of Dr. Carver.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
1,000%.
Like, there's no way when he was younger that he didn't at some point get, like, imbued with a talisman that gave him great control over the natural world. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would see the teacher's backstory.
Sure.
She comes off poorly, but she's dealing with a lot.
A lot.
There's something going on at home.
I want to see all of Annette's story.
Yes.
Yep.
All of it.
I want to see Lightning One story.
Yeah. Honestly, there's a lot. There's a lot of potential.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Lightning One breaks free, tries Maybe. To get back to Sonora, never does. Heartbreaking.
Be like Homeward Bound, but not as happy, Molly.
Oh, mm-hmm. You guys. Do not want to watch that.
They
movie.
Go home.
only after terrible things happen. I will also say, if you, like me, are scared of animal danger, you don't have to be scared of this movie.
No, the animals are pretty okay.
No animals die.
There's even dialogue in the movie that like makes it very clear. Like the horses are fine.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And that the one scene of like the horse is in trouble. It ate bad hay.
Yes.
There's like the tone of the movie is like, this is a crisis.
Yeah.
We got to act fast. And then it's like pump some water in his mouth, get him up. He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's resolved so it's fast.
It's a tight 90. This is what you want out of movies.
Yeah. I didn't feel that way. All right. Fra asks, would a better title be Love is Blind?
Oh.
That's a TV show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Curly?
What?
No.
Streaming on a service. Major streaming service.
I mean on...
That's not paying. Pay your creators.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Reed, I think.
Yeah.
sure. But I agree with Beth that I feel like the Wild Hearts title refers to many characters.
Mm. Yeah.
So I appreciate that it's...
And also they were in love before that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that was like her whole conflict with him. Is like she's like, I don't want the love where you take care of me in the way that you would have to.
Yep.
Or you think you'd have to.
Yeah.
Al, give her a chance to friggin' figure out where the couch is.
I didn't complain about Al enough.
Okay.
He... kisses her. She's a reluctant kisser in the lake.
Yep.
First time. And that's when we're maximally creeped out by him of like, he's definitely older. She's just a runaway orphan. And then he's like, hey, come
on. Yes. Goes to pull a bottle of milk out of the
exactly.
fridge.
Exactly. Next scene, chug, glug, glug on that milk.
Glug, glug on that milk. Dr. W.F. Carver is like, you watch yourself.
Yeah. And then
he says, why he hides that milk away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which it means two meanings.
Yeah. We know what that means. Yes. Don't drink your innocence.
That's right. Don't glug glug the innocence out of horse curls.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We all agree on that.
We all agree that's what they meant.
I don't know. That's the tagline for this episode.
The tagline for this episode. No.
We all heard it the first time.
Yep.
All right.
Won't even say it the second time.
Don't glug glug horse curls innocence.
No.
Los goes on to ask, wait, is the horse blind? And Zarquan adds, and in love?
Ooh.
We never know if the horses are in love.
We don't know how the horses feel.
You know, Molly, I was wrong. I didn't see any horse dong.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
That's right. I almost pointed it out midway through the movie. I was like, has anyone seen any horse?
Was it?
I don't think those. I think.
I was looking for it too.
I saw one on Lightning.
Oh!
Nice.
But I don't think the other horses
were
male horses. Male.
Mm. Right?
Or they covered them up somehow.
Like
a green screen.
Like a talk back?
Yeah.
I can only think of green screening it out, but I don't know.
I don't actually
special
know.
Horse underwear that's like horse colored.
Horse colored underwear.
Special horse underwear. How,
okay. This
Isn't that what they do in movies with
this
people?
This is a question for a completely different podcast.
What?
How exposed are horse dongs? Like, are they the kind of dong that's like mostly like keeping it tight until it needs to come out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not usually...
Heather, call us back. Tell us how horse dongs work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think that was it. I think you should leave sketch.
Right.
Where, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
That's funny. Watch that show.
The horse's penises are small. That's the joke. Yeah. Check it out.
That's a good show.
Don't ask where it's streaming, though, because we can't say.
Da-dong.
All right. Last but not least.
Oh.
Joshy asks, if you had been a runaway orphan, what would you have been your dream job?
Oh, wow.
Great conversation prompt.
Are we saying in the 30s or just in general?
Oh, I think it's open to interpretation.
I would have been a Rockette.
Nice.
In the 30s.
30, okay.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't know if other people do this, but I fantasized quite a bit about running away and like what I would do.
What would you do?
Mostly I would drive cars.
Wow.
I just wanted to drive away and keep driving.
Like a race car. Like would you like test cars in the salt flats?
Oh, that sounds even better. No, I didn't know about the salt flats. I think I just pictured like driving around a racetrack.
Nice.
This doesn't answer the question, but it makes me think of sometimes I imagine what would I do if it was old timey fantasy feudal times?
Sure.
Given that most of my professional skill sets involve technology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't exist.
Wait,
then.
You're jumping all the way back to feudal times?
Yeah. And I usually come around to, I would probably be a cobbler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd run away to be a cobbler.
Sure.
Cobbler's apprentice.
That's why I said, this doesn't answer the question asked, but it made me think of this. Well, that's what it'd end up being.
That can be your answer. You could go be apprenticed.
But I'm not like passionate about it. It just seems like.
Nobody was passionate about anything back then. They just needed to live.
Sure. But they're running away to be it. Dream job. Joshy said dream job.
Sure, sure, sure. But like a dream job in feudal times is like not. Beheaded by the neighbor's soldier or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
Or just worked to death in the field.
Yeah.
Sure.
And like not.
It's tough times. I think, I don't know. What about you, Dave?
Breaking news. Feudal times, real tough.
Yeah, boop, tough times.
Boop, 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 boop.
Depression, tough times.
Tough times.
Hey, tough times now.
Not as tough though. I gotta say, can't be as tough.
Certainly.
Did you answer your dream job?
No.
Do you want
also,
to?
Also, Dan?
I do.
Great.
Dinosaur.
Great.
Scientist.
Oh.
Dinosaur scientist. I would run away to Arizona and meet Dr. Grant and Dr.
Threaten you with a velociraptor.
Exactly. But then I would be brought in with open arms from Laura Dern's character.
Yeah.
And then... we would be best friends.
All right.
Yeah. I'd be best friends with Laura Dern as a character or the actor.
Sure.
She seems intense.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. You should see your David Lynch impression.
This before?
What?
Whenever people ask me, like, who would you want to have dinner with?
You say Laura Dern?
No, I would just, like, you're supposed to say a famous person, but if you think about it, like, let's say you got to have dinner with Beyonce.
Sure.
What does Beyonce want to hear from you? Like, literally, like, you're basically talking to a person on another planet,
yeah,
right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
There and are things she doesn't know.
Yeah, just teach her about
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers corporate life in the.
Hey, you know Ted Turner's life story? Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But I'm always like, I think it'd be more interesting to like have a dinner party, right? Because if you invited both, like let's say Beyonce and Lizzo,
yeah,
they could talk about their own lives to each other in a way that like would make sense a little bit, like performing or touring or
so you just want to be a good host to famous people.
Yeah.
I see.
I mean, I would like get to hear that conversation and maybe there are little things I could contribute, like, oh, did you know that Ted Turner owned the Omni and they had to tear it down and put an arena there? And that would be like my contribution. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And the more I think about it, the more I hear you say this, what I'm learning is what I would like to have dinner. Who'd I like to have dinner with is Beyonce's like personal assistant.
Oh yeah.
Cause I bet that's fascinating.
I bet that's like way more interesting.
Oh yeah.
I would sign an NDA.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, like I think there are more interesting.
Or maybe former personal assistants.
Oh, drama.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't, I'm not saying
if you want
like
the hottest of goss,
right?
They gotta be former.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that way you don't have to gawk so directly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can be like, how many private jets?
I bet it would also be like really disheartening to have dinner with most like people at that level because you'd just be like, oh, you are like barely a human being anymore. Mm-hmm. Like you are so detached from the real world. Like I don't even know how to relate to you.
Yeah.
And like vice versa.
Prince effect where he just created whatever his expectation was.
Mm.
Like there just didn't seem there was anything impossible to him.
Right.
So like.
So you're saying we'd get like under Beyonce's thrall if we had dinner with her?
No, I didn't know.
Become part of her army prince of the night.
Yeah. She a sorcerer?
Definitely.
Beehive. No, but yeah. Beehive.
Beehive.
Yeah, sorry.
Queen Bee.
Cut that out. Cut it out. Make me sound cool.
Beyonce, don't listen to this part. All right. Please have dinner with Molly.
Me and Laura Dern are chilling.
Hey, right. Beyonce, there is a $1 million level of our Patreon. Yeah. If you want a Totes Recall branded orb.
Custom made. No one has one.
Orb.
Yeah.
And we know rich people love orbs.
One of a kind.
Yeah, unless
reminder,
another million
it,
or
it's personalized. Million or. We can put your name on it.
Yeah.
Which we would.
Yeah.
We know it.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah, that's yeah. it.
That's is that her real name?
Yeah, Beyonce yeah. Knowles.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know your last name too.
Yeah.
If you want it both on the orb, we can do it. We can get a big enough orb.
Yeah.
Or we can make it really subtle and cool. Yeah. Like,
or it can be a tiny orb.
Yeah, but we could still get your whole name on there.
But it's an orb.
It's definitely an orb.
Don't try to make it a cube.
Hey, Beyonce, this is a cube-free zone.
Yeah.
Okay? Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Which movie had the orbs for wealthy people?
Life.
Life.
Real life.
Real life.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's how we came to that conclusion.
It was our last episode. The Fugitive.
Whoa. Oh, The Fugitive.
I had an orb.
Rich people love orbs.
Rich yep. people love orbs. And if you want to be, if you are a rich person and would like a Totes Recall orb.
Horb. Is that something?
No.
What?
It's a horrible
I mean,
idea.
H before the.
Nice.
A horse orb.
What are you doing?
A horse orb?
Horse orb?
Oh, yeah. Roy Horse.
No, stop it. Just stop.
Oh, Robert Rodford, who we did bet was in this movie.
Yeah.
He was not.
I mean, he might have been Lightning.
Which we've been talking about this whole time.
That's
wow.
right.
The movie
that's
why Wild Hearts can't be broken.
Horbs.
Can't be broken.
Stop it.
Horse orbs.
No.
Stop it.
Stop it. It sounds dirty.
It does.
Did we have any more Q's and C's?
Nope.
Nice.
Thank you, everyone, for that engagement.
Yes.
Our rating scale, as we all remember and understand, is horse posters.
Posters.
Which are posters of characters. The horse poster characters.
Horse posters.
The horse posters.
Horse posters.
Horse posters orbs.
Or the horse posters orbs.
I don't like horb. Weird sound.
Just glug glug out of that horn.
Oh, no.
What?
We could make it a thing you could put liquid in. Yes, we could make a drinkable orb.
Absolutely.
I refuse
not.
To call it a horb.
This is it's but a horrible.
Beyonce, we could definitely make it so it's hollow so you could drink
Beyonce
out of it.
Beyonce turned it off the second Dan said horb. That was it.
Yeah, that's when she turned it off. It wasn't negative minutes before the B-Move podcast
and
started.
And the horse posters.
Yes.
I'm getting it. So they're characters.
Not characters. They're real horses.
They're real horses, but
they have usernames.
They have usernames. They're very online. They're posting all the time.
They're probably working for the CIA.
Yeah, at least one. We know one is named Star and has a star on their head, and they go on the TikTok and they do the thing where you can have backup dancers on either side of you.
Right.
So it looks like there's five horses, but there's only one horse.
And their username is five stars because of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like their signature TikTok.
Yeah.
Got it. It's what blew them up.
Yeah.
Brought them up to the TikTok charts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Big talk.
Big talk. Anyway, horse posters.
Dan, you gave it a 4.
Yep.
You only remembered 2 things about it, but maybe it's charming?
Yeah, I did mostly remember those things correctly. I mean, I remembered there was a motorcycle man. I miscast who the motorcycle man was. I remembered a horse jumps off the water and she goes blind. Double nailed it. It was actually pretty charming. I was very touched by the sequence of Dr. W.F. Carver shifting out this mortar coil and going to Dan, quick, give me a Dungeons and Dragons realm.
The Abyss?
The Abyss, sure. Where he fights the Lich King all day and every day. That's his warrior's heart desires. 4 horse poster posters. I did find it very charming. Good job, movie.
And what are the other 3 horse posters?
Oh, I did not give it 5 stars. 5 stars is not a username in my rating.
Oh, yeah.
They are as follows. Reggie Donk. 45. Dr. Love. In parentheses, horse. Kucinich 02. Big into Kucinich even before he really got into it. This horse was paying attention. Had his hoof on the pulse. And horse 2069. Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Is the H in horse and that one spelled with a 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's
4-O-R-S-E-2069.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Horse 2069.
Yeah.
Yep.
Horse 2069 is surprisingly sincere on the chat clients. Like, they really, Horse 2069 sure, I mean,
he
really.
He when he was just a pony.
Yeah. And now he's like, he really helps people like work through their traumas and like understand themselves, you know, because he's lived quite a life.
Yeah.
Horse 2069. Wow. Let me tell you. Ooh, he's dived off into a lot of pools, if you know what I'm saying.
I do, though. Beth, you gave it 5 despite being horse neutral.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I would like to
inquire
if you have remained horse neutral after this viewing.
I'm still horse neutral.
Okay.
Like the horses actually were not as big of characters as I thought. Like I thought the relationship with her and the horse would be a bigger deal.
Yes.
I agree.
And it seems like it was more about the human relationships. Boring. Just kidding. yeah, I think if I would have seen this as a young girl, I would have given it 5 for sure. But as an adult woman, I'm going to give it 3 and a half.
Oh,
I'm adding a half. That horse poster's ripped in half, obviously. Aww. Because
you were mad.
Road rage.
Road rage.
It was up in my car.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And what are the usernames for those horses?
Oh no. There's of course a horse.
Yep.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yep. So many letters.
Of course, a horse. That's one username.
Yes.
I love it.
Because the other ones were taken.
Right. Yeah. They had to keep expanding it. Like, damn it.
Yeah. There's also Pony Boy. 1945.
Yep. And every he gets pissed. He or she gets pissed every time a user reminds him to stay gold.
Yeah. And
read a book, Dan.
The hoof is on fire.
Oh, nice. I love it. I love how many of your horse poses are like really testing the character limit.
I mean, they all kind of cut off weirdly, but I'm just telling you what they were going for.
What their intention was, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a half of one, which of course was cut off because...
Road rage.
Road rage. And it just is clip-clop.
Oh, who knows what clever username it was.
Yeah, we'll never know the rest
of it.
We'll
never know. It got corrupted.
It was really good. Yeah. Yeah.
The file got corrupted. Awesome. From road rage.
Road rage. Well, I gave it 3, and I can't read my note.
You went to Coward Canyon.
I went to Coward
or
Canyon.
No, there was a different one that you thought said that was better. Okay Corral.
The Okay Corral.
Just okay.
Coward Gorge.
Yeah.
You know, Horge. For a... Horge.
Just keep going.
For an 89-minute movie...
I'm doing what he's doing.
Yeah, I love it. For an 89-minute movie, it felt long to me, which is not a good sign.
Right.
Everybody was doing fine, but I didn't really like it that much. Mm. It's kind of boring.
Nope.
But it wasn't terrible. It was fine. You know, it was fine. I'm going to go 2.5.
Ugh, barf. Wow.
Well, why is your poster ripped?
Road rage.
Okay, sure. A lot of horse posters in these cars. It's so weird.
We're mad that people are driving cars and not horses.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they know the horse person? Let's see. My horses are the Haymaker.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, that's so much better than mine.
No, disagree. Disagree.
Nightingale.
Oh, okay.
And Horbs Galorbs.
Horbs Galorbs.
Oh, it made me nauseous.
It's really awful.
All right, Molly, you are last but not least.
Yes, no, and not. Also not cynical and dried up and boring.
Wow.
You gave it 5 for the million teen girls out there.
Yes. And there is still a teen girl within me, and she was so happy with this movie. And I enjoyed it so much. I had a good time. I liked it. 5.
Wow. And they are named, of course.
Oh, 5-star.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tony Baloney. Mystery Mister.
Sure.
Orphanagle.
What? What was that?
Orphanagle.
Can you spell that, please?
Horfenagle. Okay,
great.
62.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Orphanagle 62.
There's a lot of orphanagles out there.
Uh-huh.
Herbert Hoover.
Oh, incredible.
Wow. Right
at home. Well, thank you. Great horses all around. Mm-hmm. They're leaving reviews left and right.
If you would like us to read a review in the voice of your favorite horse or character.
Yes, absolutely.
Or if all else fails, Nick Cage, and you can't specify.
Arguably is a horse man, if you think about it. Yeah. Wait, that dude talk sometimes?
Yeah. Think about it.
Horse I man. Mean, honestly, then leave a 5-star review anywhere and tell us about it if it's somewhere that's not. Like Apple or something or
whatever.
Spotify?
Apple calls its podcast now.
Yeah.
I don't think you can review on Spotify.
Fruitcast.
Oh, you can't? What is the point of Spotify then?
Wow.
Wow. Sorry. I'm sorry, Spotify. I didn't mean it.
Wow.
You can at least like thumbs up, right? Or something?
I think you can. I don't know if you can write a review.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You can rate though.
It might be changing, though.
Mm. Oh, big news.
Don't quote me on that.
You heard it here first. Spotify changing.
Yep.
But it's free now.
There are plenty of places where you can leave a review. And if you've already left a review in one place, but you're like, man, I've been a longtime listener, Toteshead. just leave a review in another place.
Google Maps.
That counts.
The horse net.
Find the horse net.
Find some horse review site.
Please.
Post in a forum on a horse forum.
Please, please, please review Totes Recall. Horse from.
I don't know if they would like our attitude.
Horse from.
We're pro horse,
I think.
We're pro horse,
I
mean, as a podcast.
As a podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh, Beth looked dubious.
Well, I'm horse neutral.
Sure. But
you all, are you but horse you all neutral are... the way that you're Anne Hathaway neutral?
No, I'm not Anne Hathaway neutral.
Ooh. No.
She's fine. And we know what that means.
Horse away. Wow. Hoof away.
Hoof away.
Anne hoof away.
Hey. Annie hey hoof away.
Hey.
Anne.
What?
Hey now.
Nane.
What? Nane hoof away?
Nane hoof away, yeah.
Oh my God. I really enjoy it when Dan like shoots for the stars.
He really
He's
does.
He's like, how can I get three in here? And it always sounds like,
it's always like barely perceivable. Yeah.
I just assume
the
you sit
princess.
In front of your...
Nope.
Here Clopperies. We
go. Clopperies. Really?
Frances is good.
Frances is really good.
Is
maybe
great.
Your best work of the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that should have.
Then you just like immediately took a dive into Clopperies. Dear Clopperies.
The Prancery Dressage. Princess.
Oh, like dressage?
Dressageries.
This is awful. If you have a better horse-themed Princess Diary title,
Hit us up on social media or Discord. Just rapid-fire horse movie names.
Yes, I love
bonus
it.
Bonus points for...
Or call us.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Hoof away. Bonus points for Nane Hoof Away movies.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying like bonus points for just saying the same thing you already said.
No. Yeah. Oh. Horsions 8.
What?
Horsions 8?
Come on. Oatshin.
Oats? That's good.
Oh. Oatshins.
Oatshins.
Hate. Yeah.
Oats and hay.
Oats and hay.
In parentheses. Wait, is Anne Hathaway in that movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. She's like the Mark, right?
I don't know. I never saw it.
She's the... No,
you don't support women.
No, because I...
Big horse kept you away.
That's true.
Wow.
Great job.
Who are you talking to?
I just, how do we end this?
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.